Police had released this photo of 22-year-old Robert Crimmo III and the make and model of his car late Sunday afternoon. A few hours later, a police officer in North Chicago spotted the car, and following a brief pursuit, Crimmo was taken into custody.
The person of interest is now being taken to the Highland Park Police Department, where we're going to begin the next phase of the investigation and speak with this person to make sure or see if, in fact, he is connected to this incident.
The shooting took place about 9 kilometers south from where Crimmo was apprehended at an event in the wealthy Chicago suburb of Highland Park. Witnesses say they first assumed they were hearing fireworks at the annual 4th of July parade.
Oh my God, it's gunshots!
But it soon became clear that this was yet another mass shooting in the USA.
We ran behind the building and I put my son in a dumpster and he sat there with his dog. And I went back to look for the rest of my family. I left him with someone there so that I can go back to get my phone and find the rest of my family because they ran away also, and it was just horrible.
Police say the gunman fired at spectators from a rooftop overlooking the festivities with a high-powered rifle. Of the several children taken to hospital, at least one was in critical condition at the time. Medical authorities say the age range of the wounded is 8 to 85.
They were gunshot wounds, and it varied from abdomen to limbs and such, but the crews were on scene very quickly. There was bystanders as well that rendered aid as well. They were quick to tie tourniquets and do bleeding control.
Just 10 days ago, Joe Biden signed legislation seen as the first major gun safety law in 30 years. However, it did not institute any restrictions on the purchase of assault weapons, as gun control advocates have recommended. At Independence Day celebrations at the White House, the president acknowledged that more had to be done.
You all heard what happened today. But each day, we're reminded there's nothing guaranteed about our democracy. Nothing guaranteed about our way of life. We have to fight for it, defend it, and earn it by voting.
There are approximately 10 mass shootings a week in the United States, defined as an incident with four or more shot, not including the shooter. It's a uniquely American phenomenon. And in fact, on this 4th of July, there were at least 6 other mass shootings around the country, according to the Gun Violence Archive. Shihab Ratansi, Al Jazeera.